want a way to remember all the guests at your wedding, but so tired of the same old same?
Looking for a new and unique guestbook idea to make your wedding stand out?
Take a listen as our hosts explore all the newest and best wedding guestbook trends.
You're listening to The Ring, The Bling, and All the Things podcast. I'm Christina Stubblefield, one of your hosts, along with my two good friends, Michael Gaddy and Sharon Rumsey. We are here to get you from down on one knee, down the aisle, and into happily ever after. Our informative episodes deliver valuable tips, trends, ideas, and advice covering everything from you saying yes to the I do's and all that happens in between and after. Now, let's get started with this episode.
They came, they saw, and they signed your guest book, right? But honestly, what did they sign? I am asked all the time for new and fresh guest book ideas. So we're going to spend an episode talking about the newest, latest trends in guest books for weddings and events. Mike, I know that's one thing you always look at a wedding. What's your favorite new idea?
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and throw this out there because the main thing is, you know, everybody does that bourbon barrel thing with their initials on it or whatever. And I'm really tired of seeing that. I mean, really.
Now, if that's really your thing, though, go ahead and do it.
Yeah, apologies to any bride who's planning that.
I mean, there's so many other great ideas out there that you can do. On that same note, I have seen a lot of, like, for example, we're based out of Kentucky myself. They'll have the state of Kentucky with their initials on it, and everybody will come in and sign their name to that. And then that's something that they can hang up. Same thing as the whiskey barrel. Because, you know, the whiskey barrel is a very trendy thing right now. So I get the whiskey barrel top, but also incorporating your state with initials on it, that's still something as a keepsake.
I think being from Kentucky, too, we see the bourbon barrel more than probably most wedding pros do in other states, because Kentucky is bourbon.
Yeah. And it's not just, you know, any state, anywhere you're at. I mean, that's a trend that's starting now to take a cutout wood of your state. It'd be Indiana, it'd be Ohio, whatever it may be, and then use that for a keepsake.
The other thing, since we're talking about Kentucky, obviously known for bourbon, I don't know if you all have had it at events, but I know people that have done wine bottles where they'll open it on their first anniversary or their fifth anniversary, and I know that bourbon could be used like that if they were more of a bourbon drinker versus wine.
Mm-hmm.
One of the newest things I've seen that I am in love with is there are companies now that you can get an old-fashioned rotary dial phone.
I've heard of this.
And there's a little like soundproof booth, like a phone booth, and you go in and, you know, the guest dials the number and then they leave you a message on the phone. And then at the end of the night, the couple is given a USB or whatever digital media form to keep all of those messages. So it's a digital memory book. And I think those are really cool. And I love the look of the old rotary phone and the little booth. It's just a really neat idea.
Well, one of the other things I've seen, and I've actually been in an event where they've had this, it's several different options, but basically it's like a puzzle piece. Some have been made out of wood and other material where you're signing a piece of that. And then it's something, I've seen them where they've put them in frames and things like that. I've seen them where they've had bigger pieces instead of just the name, like you put a little message to the couple on. And that's just something different.
I had a client do that and they actually used one of their engagement pictures and made a puzzle out of that and cut, you know, had it cut into pieces. And I think it was an Etsy company or something. And then everybody could sign the back of the puzzle piece. So that's really cool. Another thing that we're seeing a lot too, instead of a photo booth, a lot of couples now are choosing to do a photo guest book where they bring in, usually it's a Polaroid. Mike and I shared a bride in last fall that brought in a very old, like the camera was still encased in leather, Polaroid. And guests took their picture and then they're able to write on the Polaroid picture. And then those are all put into a book for the couple. And I think those are really, really cool.
Well, I did some research on this before we started. And I tell you what, one thing that was really neat is a Zynga set. Have you all seen that? You know how those Zynga sets that you put, you take the wood and you place in there? That actually is, pieces are laying out and the guests
that's
sign
cool.
it. And then that's something that you can sit on your coffee table.
I actually hadn't thought about that, but that's really a neat idea because
yeah, well,
it's something
for a
game night.
A minute.
I was trying to wrap my mind around it, but I understand now because some people do game nights and stuff like that at home. Somebody that we know, we went to their wedding. It was a smaller wedding, but I thought they did one of the coolest things. They were really into records. And they had, I can't remember, I think it was only two of them. She had picked one out and her husband had picked one out. And you took I think it was like a silver or a gold Sharpie.
Mm-hmm.
But all they had us do was sign our names. There wasn't room to like leave a message. But they had those put into a frame and put on their wall in their basement.
I think that's awesome.
There's
like
a DJ here in town. He does his own guest book for all the weddings that he's done. And he has gold records, vinyl records. And when you do your wedding with him, he has you sign a record with your name, your wedding date, your venue, and your first dance song. And when you go into his office, they're all over the walls. And you can see every wedding he's done, like back for years and years. It's the coolest. I love that idea.
And I've seen, like, I used to do some scrapbooking and things like that with pictures. I've seen all different kinds. People that are arts and crafty, I guess, is that the right way? If they're into arts and crafts, I've really seen some interesting ones that they've done where the pages have been their photos. That's very, it's like transparent. So you can barely tell. But I've seen some of that with just, I guess that'd be kind of like your traditional scrapbooks. But I've even seen fancier ones that have leather covers. There's some now that are made out of wood that you can get. I've been actually to a couple events where they've done something like that because that's what they wanted to put on their shelf.
Really
well,
cool.
One that stands out most is I had a bride and groom that traveled a lot. And matter of fact, their family lived here, and that's why they got married here. But for their centerpieces, they did different things. It may have been a map. It may have been a postcard. It may have been anything. But on each table was the place where they had traveled around the world. But what I'm getting at is for their guest book, as you walked in, they had a globe.
I love it.
And they signed that globe, so that's something they could keep. But I tell you what, I mean, what better way to express that couple or self?
Well, and I love how it brings it all together with the centerpieces. I always look for that, like little touches that make the whole thing cohesive.
Have you all seen the wood? I know we talked about bourbon barrels, but have you all seen where they take the like barn wood? And they have maybe their initials already painted on it. And then everybody signs that. And then I'm guessing maybe they hang that on the wall or something.
Another favorite of mine is I had a bride and they loved to just have people over and cook out, you know, to entertain. And they always played cornhole. So
yeah,
they bought cornhole boards and then she painted their initial on the cornhole boards and her daddy put a coat of polyurethane over the top of it. That's not true. She painted their initial on it, and everybody signed it. You signed the cornhole boards. There were two cornhole bowls. Then after everyone signed it, they put a coat of polyurethane on it to protect it. So every time they play cornhole now, they have all the guests
too.
From their wedding.
Didn't you do a wedding or Mike where they had a bench that somebody had made?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A wooden bench,
we
right?
We did.
Okay.
Her aunt had made them a wooden bench, and everybody signed the actual bench, and it was going to sit on their front porch.
That's really, there's a lot to that, because someone in your family made it, and then that's awesome.
It was very, very special to them.
Something else that is very unique and different, I'll be honest with you, I'm not a fan of this, but it is a good idea.
Thanks, Mike, for telling us how you really felt about
it. Well, I'm being serious, and you'll see why I'm going to say this, is they had a canvas, and there was like a sculpture of a tree painted on here, and they had ink pads. And then you pressed your thumb in there, and then you put like a leaf on that page. and then they sign it. I'm not kidding. I have actually been at a wedding like that, but it's can be a little messy. But I know they've got little wipes and stuff there to wipe your finger. But I mean, I like the idea.
When I was looking up stuff, I was very surprised at the number of examples that had the globe. Like, I know you talked about the other item, but I was really surprised. But if you're into travel and things like that, and that's something that you want to have sitting around, I could see where somebody might lean towards that.
I had a couple, and they didn't do a globe, but they did like a flat map, you know, with each continent and all the different places. And it was in a frame, and you signed the canvas map. Basically the same idea. And then they had put little gold stars for every place they had been.
That's neat.
I thought that was really cool.
That is. That's really neat. I was surprised how much I saw out there. You know, I like to go out and search on Pinterest. I was surprised the number of different things that people were utilizing wine bottles for, with lights in them, without lights, with the anniversaries that I mentioned earlier. But if you're a wine drinker or that's something that you like, I could see where people would do that.
Well, and just almost, you know, with the wine bottle too, the corks, signing the corks and putting them in a cork stopper container is really popular.
I love that.
Something else that's real popular is, and this is for barn weddings or outdoor weddings, is they'll have a slice of, and I'm talking about like a quarter size or a silver dollar size, little pieces of wood. And you sign that name, and then they press them all into a frame, and they frame all those. And I think that's really unique. And, you've got different things that go along with different themes.
The other one, like you're talking about with the little wooden pieces, did you see where they drop them into a glass, and they all fall into that?
Yeah.
I've also, it was a while back, this wedding I went to, they did, I guess it was kind of like message in a bottle, but you signed. It was a different type of linen paper or something. You rolled it up and you dropped it. It wasn't just a bottle. It was like a large glass container. And it was something that they were planning on going through on their anniversary. And that was something that was different.
I love the anniversary ideas because I think it's just really good for a couple to go back and relive wedding day on, you know, anytime they want to, really, but especially on their anniversary. But I had a client, and her father was very, very good at woodworking. And he made the most beautiful box. And he carved their initials and their wedding date into the lid of the box. And then everybody signed the box. And they wrote letters to each other that they read privately on wedding day. And then the plan was to lock those letters up in that box that everyone had signed and her daddy had made. And then they were going to read them to each other every anniversary.
I love that.
I think wow. I get deep that. With it. I like those things that have a lot of meaning.
But we talked about this before. Like, you can find something that's sentimental, that's important for the couple, that's important for you all, that something that you're just not going to put on a shelf or put away. You know, that you can, whatever is your flavor or whatever's your cup of tea, that you can have displayed, I guess is, I feel like if you can find a way to make it part of your home or something that you see on every once in a while basis or something, not just something you put away and right. You find it in 10 years.
Well, and I think there's as many different guest book ideas as there are married couples, to be honest. But I think I love what Mike said about, you know, the people who traveled making it very unique and special to them and to what they're interested in. So I think you have to examine, don't just go with everybody does this, so this is what I'm going to do. You know, think about your story, right? Write your story and make sure that it has a connection to you, you know, be it the globe or the love letters or whatever it is, but just make sure that it has meaning and connection to you as a couple.
I know that we don't do a lot of beach weddings where we're located, so to speak, but I love the beach. And one of the pages, I don't remember which one it was, they did seashells. And then they put it in a big glass container.
That's a neat idea.
I love that. Where,
but some of them, depending on how big, some of them were just big enough for the name. But others, you could write a small message, probably not very big. But I thought that was something that was unique.
I like that.
But also, we kind of had a beach theme with our reception. So I would like that.
You know, guest books literally has changed dramatically over the last 30 years. Because I tell you what, when we got married, everybody had one of those little white guest books. Yes. And your guest signed it. Do you see that anymore?
I don't even know why we say guest books.
I know.
I still do, but I don't know why. Because it's never a book.
Yeah. But sky's the limit when it comes to making it personalized to you mm-hmm. and your mate. Because I tell you what, there's so many things that you could do than just...
So just like with everything else, you know, I guess my best advice is make it you.
Yes.
And if you can't figure something out, there's always people that do their initial of their last name, mm-hmm. no matter what kind of material, wood, metal, mm-hmm. there's all different types there. But that is something that you could probably find a place in your home or somewhere to display.
Well, actually, one wedding we did, and I even forgot about that until you said this, we had a wreath on an easel. It's been a few years since I did this, but we had a wreath on an easel, and we put the letter M in the center of it. They're just, their last name started with an M, and everybody signed that, and then they took that wreath or that M out of that wreath and kept it.
But they displayed it on a wreath.
They displayed it, yes.
That's a neat idea.
Yeah.
You really, like you all already said, the sky's the limit, and just find out what is right for you. So I'm just glad we talked about this because we've talked about it off air when we're not recording about all the different stuff. We've seen so many, and there's much more we've seen that we haven't even talked about.
I would like to know some ideas that brides
people
that
are
listening,
sure.
listening, you know, share those with us. So we
what
can...
are you planning to do? If you've created something on your own and you want to share a picture with us, send it, DM us or send us a message on our Facebook page. If not, you can always go to our website and hit the contact button. We would love to see pictures and, you know, it might spark inspiration for somebody else.
Yep.
Well, thank you all so much for tuning in. If you love what you hear, Sharon,
hop on and leave us a glowing 5-star review.
Thank you so much, and we hope you've subscribed on your favorite podcast platform. Until next time, see ya. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of The Ring, The Bling, and All the Things. If you liked what you heard, make sure to hit the subscribe or follow button on your favorite podcast platform to get notified of upcoming episodes. You can also visit our website, ringblingallthethings.com, where you can join our email list and get notifications about new episodes and other information. You can also follow us on your favorite social media platforms.